Last Word on Today FM.
It's time for travel with Sarah Slattery from thetravelexpert.ie. And you're going to talk to us about the Costa del Sol, but beyond the beaches, Sarah. What do you mean by beyond the beaches? Isn't that the only reason for many people to go to the Costa del Sol?
Yeah, funny enough, I think that is probably the main reason people visit. And to be fair, like, I'm one of those people who for years just went to the beach resorts. But I was there last year and this year, and I kind of did a couple of day trips. And it just kind of got me thinking how much there actually is to see that people probably don't know about. One of the things Andalusia is famous for is its white villages, or Pueblos Blancos, as they're called. And there's, I was trying to actually get exact number how many of them there are, but there's probably around 100, but about 30 of them would be visited regularly. Ronda is probably the most famous. And you probably wouldn't really call it a village. It's more like a town. But I was there recently and I was kind of blown away by the size of it. I didn't expect it to be as big. I thought I was literally going to see its famous bridge, the Puente Nuevo. But actually, it's a fabulous, fabulous town. Incredible. The bridge itself is amazing. I mean, it took 40 years to build it.
And built back in the late 18th century as well. An incredible engineering feat from that time.
Unbelievable. I'd say if you're an architect now, you'd be it's your absolute dream to see it. So just even looking at it, it really is dramatic. It really does blow you away.
Although walking across it, you need your head for heights, don't you?
Well, maybe a little bit, yeah. Yeah. And they've opened a new walkway now that you can actually walk down into the gorge. And it actually only takes about 20 minutes, half an hour. Now, obviously, you have to walk back up. And if you're taking photos and things like that, you probably want to allow maybe 90 minutes for that. But the whole town itself, I thought the shopping was great. Gorgeous different plazas. Just a kind of place that I think you'd probably need. I'd maybe stay for lunch, go 3 or 4 hours. We sort of were a little bit naive. We went there and another village, which I'm going to talk about next, on the one day. But actually, I wish we had a little bit longer in Ronda. Thought it was really, really nice. Really liked it.
Had you hired a car?
We hired a car, yeah. Now, the roads are like, it's not the easiest place to get in and out of those winding villages. So I'd say
finding parking even could be difficult.
Yeah, and even in the next place, I'd say I ideally book a package. It's only about €50 and they pick you up from your hotel and do a full day trip. Bring you there, bring you back. So if you are in one of the hotels on the Costa del Sol, that's probably the best way to do it. But definitely a place worth seeing, 100%. Loved it.
Okay, so that's Ronda, but what about the other places?
Yeah, so Setinal de las Bodegas, it's a bit of a mouthful. It's only 20 minutes from Ronda, so they're really best done together. And it's only a tiny little village, so you really wouldn't need much time there. But it's, wow, it's so dramatic. So unlike the other white villages, it's built into a gorge, all right, but the whole roofs of the houses, the shops, the bars, the restaurants is the overhanging cliffs. So when you're walking through it, like you've got this, it's almost like you're walking in a tunnel. These cliffs are just over your head as you're walking down through it. It's absolutely...
Are they like caves?
Yes, a little bit, actually. And when you go into the bars, the whole roof is just a cliff. Like it's really, really dramatic. I had seen it on social media and when I saw we were 20 minutes from Ronda, I kind of went, oh, let's go and have a look. And honestly, it's unbelievable. Like both of these are only about 90 minutes from Marbella or Bella Medina. So as I said, you can very easily do the two of them in a day. Both very different, but both very dramatic in their own way.
And I suppose the benefit as well of going an organised day trip, I know that can be quite constricting as to what you do, but if you wanted to have a good lunch and have a couple of drinks, you don't have to worry about driving then.
Yeah, and it's a real place. We just sat down and had a drink. It's a real place to kind of just take it all in because it's so weird just sitting there and you kind of feel like you're in this cave. It's a lovely place to just kind of soak it all up. Like you'd walk around it in an hour, but I'd say definitely just chill out, have a drink and soak up the atmosphere.
Okay, and what about Nerja?
Yeah, Nerja is a place. A place I actually stayed in this time. We stayed there for 3 nights and it's actually still technically on the Costa del Sol, but people don't think of it as that because it's east of Malaga. It's the opposite direction, but it's really, really nice. It's different feel to the typical holiday resorts on the Costa del Sol. Again, a whitewashed old town, but you also have this modern plaza called the Balcony of Europe or the Balcon de Europa Hotel is there, which is a very famous hotel. A lot of celebrities stayed in over the years. And it's on this big balcony that juts with, has these stunning views over the Mediterranean. And so you've kind of got the mix of the old and new. And it's nice, relaxed atmosphere. There's be nightlife, but it wouldn't be, you know, wild. It wouldn't, you know, be more kind of for couples or families. But I really, really liked it. The water there is absolutely crystal clear.
I was just about to ask about the beaches. Is it good for swimming and things like snorkeling as well?
Yeah, amazing. Like actually the beaches were pretty packed, to be fair. Now, we were there in August. And there wouldn't be the best beaches in the Costa Sal, but there's loads of different beaches. But it was the water for me. It was this crystal clear water. Amazing. Everybody was snorkeling. Really, really fabulous. Because we moved down the coast then to Marbella afterwards. And you could the difference between swimming in the two different places. So I definitely recommend Nurka.
So what is the difference? It's just the water
just
clearer?
Completely
and
clear. Yeah, you felt like it didn't feel like Spain. It was crystal. Everybody was snorkeling. It was just, yeah, just extremely clear is all like the only thing I can really say.
And what else is near Nurka?
So there's a little village then, another one of these white villages that doesn't have a huge amount to see, but it's probably one of the prettiest villages we went to. It's called Frigiliana. And a kind of a fun fact that somebody messaged me on Instagram when I was posting about it, they said that they thought Christy Moore made it up to Matt. It rhymed with Liz Dunfermline in his song, Liz Dunfermline. So I went looking it up and there it was in the song. Some people went to Frigiliana and we went to Liz Dunfermline. So he obviously discovered it before the rest of us. But yeah, it's a gorgeous little whitewash village, mountain village, only 10 minutes drive from Nurka. So it's definitely one you kind of combine the two together. And lovely little place to sit out and have lunch because it has, as well as the mountain views, it also has the sea views. So it's really, really pretty.
And what about Caminito del Rey?
Yeah, this is one I probably, you might remember, I spoke about a few years ago. It's an amazing walk. I did it about 3 years ago and very different to the other places I've spoke about because it's a full day out. It's only about 3 hours to walk. It's a one-way trail, but it's this fabulous kind of pathway. It used to be an old, really dangerous walkway to get from workers through a dam, but then they closed it down and reopened it about 10 years ago. And now it's these this amazing cliff path walk in gorgeous canyons. And there's also a kind of mountain trail as well. Really, really stunning scenery. Probably one of the nicest walks I've ever done. Really, really nice.
Safe enough to bring the children on?
8+. You have to wear helmets and things like that. You wouldn't want, or if you had an older child now who would be a bit wild running around, I probably wouldn't bring them either. But technically it's 8+. It's not scary or anything, but you wouldn't want to be afraid of heights because, I mean, it's like 700 metres high, some of these gorges, and you really are on these little... It's a bit
and
like...
And a suspension bridge to go across.
A little bit like the Carrick O'Reid suspension bridge at the end.
Yeah.
But I would have felt Carrick O'Reid was scarier personally, but this is obviously... there's a walk, there's mountain walks, plus cliff paths, plus there's a lot of different... It's not... You're not 3 hours on these little small things. There's a variety, but it's a gorgeous, gorgeous walk. You do need to pre-book that in advance, though, because they only allow a certain amount of people. It's definitely one to book.
And they do charge, but the prices are quite low, aren't they?
Yeah, like it's €10 or something. And you can book a guided tour, but you don't really need one. But again, parking and all that, it's probably better if you did book an organised tour. Just such good value. But we got the train from Malaga and you can do it that way as well. I don't think you need a guided person. It's very nice to just walk it on your own. But yeah, pre-booking is the most important thing there.
And just to finish, Malaga City itself, we actually spent a day there a number of years ago waiting. You had a day to kill before getting the flight back. And it actually was a really, really lovely city, which I think a lot of people are not that familiar with because they just use the airport as a departure point for getting to the rest of the Costa del Sol.
Absolutely. I had only, for years, going to the Costa del Sol. And the first time I went to Malaga was 2 years ago. And like that, I loved it. I actually prefer it to Barcelona. It's still a coastal city, but it just has more... it just feel it has more to offer. It's one of the oldest cities actually in Western Europe. So you've got this gorgeous old town and the streets, the main shopping street has got these marble tiled floors. Like it's gorgeous. But you've also got a fabulous cathedral there. It has a real mix of like there's the Phoenicians and the Moors and all the different civilizations over the years. You've got a fabulous Alcazaba up the top, which is kind of a sister or similar to the Alhambra in Granada. You've got 30 different museums.
Including a Picasso museum.
Yeah, he was born there. So it's actually a lot of culture, great tapas bars, great food tours, great market, great shopping. It kind of has something for everyone. I know that I hate saying that. It's always like a bit of a cliche, but it's true. It's a great, great city.
Okay, we will leave it there. Thank you very much, Sarah Slattery from thetravelexpert.ie for extolling the virtues of the Costa del Sol. Actually, just when I think of it, both Ryanair and Aer Lingus fly in there, don't they? And there's flights, you can nearly get a flight nearly every day.
And there's also flights from lots of other, not just Dublin, there's flights from Cork and Shannon and Knock and everywhere as well. Yeah.
Sarah, thank you. The last word on Today FM.